We're in Siman Tav Nun He, Siv Aleph. The Rama continues, Aval, Kishan Aharos Gedolos, when the rivers are very high, may Avshar Shlagam Ugeshamim, because the snow melted into them, or because there's so much rain, then Tov Yoser Lisho Minamba Eros, then instead of taking the water from the rivers, it's better to take the waters from the wells. The Ein Lishboch Maim Shalana Mikoch Meis, Ot Kufa Hanofeles. You should not pour out, if you collect water that sat overnight for the purpose of making matzah, and then there's someone that dies in the community, which you have the minhag to pour out all the water in the community when somebody dies, or because it's the time of the tkufa, which we have the minhag not to drink water during the time of the tkufa. Those halachas are found in Siman Resh Vav, which we discussed. Somehow there's some concern of blood in the water, maybe, or some other concerns during the time of the tkufa. So even though in general we don't drink the water when there was someone that died in the community, or the tkufa falls out in that time, when it comes to the water for matzah, you don't need to worry, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we have a rule, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. When he's performing a mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to him. And this isn't just by matzah's mitzvah, it's by all the matzah that one is making for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, still, if you can get other water, so then it is better to use that other water. Water which you are preparing for matzah's mitzvah, you should not pour out, even if you could find other water. So only if it's water for stam matzah is it better to find other water. But water which was prepared for matzah's mitzvah, for sure you don't need to pour out, especially because it looks like you are being mezalzel in the rule of shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. The Rama continues, mikol makom tov tchila lahasim ben barzel, it's best to put steel in the water. Somehow this doesn't help for the water of from the community which someone died in, but somehow this helps for the tkufa water. So it's best to put metal barzel in that water. Rama continues, Gamasar Lishov Maim Al Yedein Yehudi Lamatzos Mitzvah Vafashar Matzos Yishav Yisrael Im Efshar. So you have to have a Jew take the water for the Matzos Mitzvah, not a non-Jew. Because since it is machshir mitzvah, it's a preparatory step for the mitzvah, it's better not to have a non-Jew do it, and this is only l'chatchila. Even by other matzahs, which is not for matzah mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have a non-Jew do it, because we don't want him to put chametz in it, but it's not such a kapeda, since we know the minhag is to filter out the water anyway before using it. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you perform the she'iva of taking the water out, you should say l'shem matzah's mitzvah. It's a discussion whether thinking it is good enough, but it's best to say it out loud. Continues the Rama, Noag in Lito Maim Yuchad l'matzah shel mitzvah. We try to take specific water for matzah shel mitzvah, and then different water for matzah for the rest of Pesach. Noag in Lika Klicheres Chadashim. The minhag is to take klicheres, new klicheres, ve'ein l'shanos ha-minhag. You shouldn't change the minhag, you should use new klicheres. Of m'shaleitz ein l'hatbe, but if you're using wooden kli, you don't need to get new ones. The reason that we say to get new cheres kli for the water is, Mishnah Berurah says, because if you use old ones, they get me'isi, they get gross, and it's not nice for the mitzvah. Sif Bezi, Shomer Shamayim Mechunasim B'Sistrina, Mutter Lolish Behem Samach L'Shivasan. Some say that if the water was already collected in a cistern, so then you're allowed to use that. You don't have to let it sit out overnight. You don't have to perform Mayim Shalanu on that. V'ein L'Hagab Adavar and Lo B'Shasav Chak, but you shouldn't rely on this unless it's a Shasav Chak situation. Mishnah Berurah says, because we look at the water and we see that they're not really cool. It's not really cool in there. So therefore, you should not rely on this heter. When it comes to water from the faucet, so the Chibina Rav says you're not allowed to use it since other stuff gets mixed up in it. They put chemicals in it and stuff like that to clean it, so you're not allowed to use that for the matzah purposes. Mishnah Karelet says this as well, but the Or Letzion says it's okay to let that sit, and Rosh Hashanah and Orbach was also mekil on such water. Water which comes from the pipes in our house, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that they have the status of well water, and you shouldn't use them unless you let them sit out overnight as well. So this concept of Mayim Shalanu is a real thing.